This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. For almost 100 years, Band-Aids have been the go-to treatment for small cuts, scrapes, and skinned knees. Billions of them have helped ward off infections and reduce healing time. But bigger injuries, like those suffered by soldiers, for example, need a better solution. That has led researchers on a quest for a smart Band-Aid. The Pulse's Todd Bookman went inside a Cambridge laboratory to learn more.
There are laboratories all over the country, all over the world, in fact, working on different types of smart bandages. Here at Harvard, Brian Hsu is putting his PhD in chemistry to use on next-generation gauze.
So the treated bandage looks just like a regular cotton gauze.
Hsu holds up a few inches of the material. It's white, a bit transparent.
It's fairly flexible, a little bit stiffer, just because it has this thin polymer coating on it, but very lightweight and very stable.
The polymer coating is made up of layers of nanofibers, which get sprayed onto the gauze using an ultra-fine mist. They contain a special series of amino acids, one of the building blocks of the human body.
Nanofibers are based off of something that was observed in nature. They're synthetically made, but completely biodegradable and non-toxic.
The nanofibers, which were developed at MIT, remain on the gauze until coming into contact with a wound. The presence of liquid, in this case blood, causes them to release. They then act as a coagulant, speeding up the clotting process. And all of this happens on a nanoscale. Each individual fiber is 10,000 times thinner than a strand of human hair.
Yeah, let me show you some pictures of what these things look like on a microscopic scale, because sometimes that helps people visualize what's going on.
Hsu pulls up images on his computer screen.
You can see that they look like spaghetti that's entangled spaghetti.
The strands of nanofibers snarl the flowing blood cells. They look like big meatballs caught in a net. In animal testing, the nanofiber-coated gauze stopped blood flow from a wound in 2 minutes, compared to 5 minutes for traditional gauze. There are already other products on the market that claim to slow bleeding, but Hsu and colleagues are working on bandages that do something more. The goal is to build a multi-layered gauze that also seeps out an antibacterial drug and a painkiller, an all-in-one first aid kit. That type of bandage could help soldiers who endure a bullet or shrapnel injury in the field. It's not easy, though, to get the various medicines to release at the correct rate.
You know, each type of drug is different. Their chemical structure is different. Their properties are different. And their stability is different. So making something that can release a drug with the release profile or the timing that you want can be challenging.
Other laboratories are taking smart bandages in different directions. At UC Berkeley, researchers are using ultra-thin sensors to detect bed sores before they break through the skin's surface. Another early-stage device monitors oxygen and temperature inside a wound, alerting doctors to potential infection.
A lot of people are trying to do similar things. They're all looking at different strategies. Some are really, really good compared to the rest, but that's from a research and academic perspective. From the industrial perspective, it might be, okay, which one is more cost-effective, which can be manufactured more easily, which isn't on patent that we can use, right?
Brian Hsu says we're still likely years away from any of these complex products making it through the regulatory process. Even with the long horizon, it must be interesting to work on something so revolutionary.
Is it? That's great. I mean, I looked at that stuff for years, right? So for me, it's just like an average day kind of thing.
Sorry, Brian. Doing research down on the nanoscale is decidedly far from average. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.